if tomorrow felt lighter than today? That's exactly why I built you an app. I had the rare opportunity to build something I have wanted for years, a responsive app that uses 7 therapy modalities and the wisdom of the experts I lean on to help people feel better every single day. The Everyday Calm app is not random tips, is not mood tracking. It is a real daily practice that changes with you. You wake up overwhelmed, it gives you clarity work. You feel tense, it gives you grounding. You're stuck in comparison or rumination, it helps you make the shift. It adjusts, it responds, and it teaches the same tools that actually work in real life. If you want your days to feel calmer and more intentional, try the Everyday Calm app. You can go to studio.com/Rebecca to get it today. In today's mini episode, you'll discover a simple way to regroup when life feels flat and you can't find your spark. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session, a short episode to help empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and therapist, here to help you calm your mind, reset your focus, and actually feel better. If you're ready to bring more presence and self-compassion into your week, you're in the right place, friend. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello there. I'm so happy you stopped in for today's little episode. It's kind of different than my usual episode. I'm giving you a little glimpse into my inner world. I made this little recording the other day because I was feeling strangely numb. Not sad, not overwhelmed, just disconnected from my own life. I kept moving through my day, but nothing felt really meaningful. Does this ever happen to you? Instead of brushing it off, I paused just long enough to ask myself, what would help me come back to my center? What came out was this short reflection that I'm about to play for you, and I wanted to share it in case you have days when your enthusiasm just drops off and you're not sure how to get it back or how to move forward. I hope this little recording helps you as much as it helped me.
Sometimes it's easy to feel like there are so few things in life that actually matter. We're so small, and life is so petty sometimes. And I get into this space, and it's really disconcerting, isn't it? Because if you feel like that, then what's a freaking point? So this is what I do, and I'll pass it along to you in hopes that maybe you can do it in your own way to just keep plugging, you know, as a human on the earth and find some peace within it, or acceptance at least. Acceptance isn't like, I love this all the time. Acceptance is like, huh, isn't this interesting? I find myself here. So what I do when life feels kind of sideways and I lose interest is I focus on two things, love and beauty. Those are just my things. You can pick your own things that kind of light you up. But I don't know, for me, love isn't about anybody but myself. And the way I look at it is when I feel love is when I'm like really nurturing myself and honoring myself. Because when I do those things, actually, I let people love me a little more easily. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm in constant go, go, go mode, it's hard to let people in. So, you know, like love, expressing it, if I can muster it, which is also sometimes hard for me when things are too hectic. Expressing love gets kind of difficult in the hurry and rush of life. Yeah, so focusing on that love helps ground me, and it helps to give me a focus when I'm kind of like, ugh, whatever. I start focusing on who's showing me love in my life. And it's funny because, you know, the brain is a funny, complicated, mysterious, but purposeful machine. So when you start to think like, all right, I'm going to look for love in my life, holy moly, does it show up. And you see it in unexpected places by unexpected people in your life and the life of others, actually. When you start looking for things, your brain is really good at that. So it just starts looking for things with you. And then it becomes just basically your brain's job. So looking for love, it helps to ground me and refocus me so that I don't focus so much on like, what is the freaking point? It gives everything a little bit of a point for me. You get to decide what you resonate with. My other one is beauty, because if you know me at all, you know, I'm a big hiker. I love nature. If you say, hey, let's go to the woods, my first answer is probably going to be yes. Are we looking for mushrooms? Are we hiking? Are we just scoping out campsites? I am down, because I love nature. I think it's beautiful. From the ground to the sky, trees and roots and flowers and leaves and dirt and bugs, I'm into nature. So for me, when I feel like something's just missing in this whole situation, which I think a lot of people feel right now, it's relatable, hopefully, I just go to love and beauty. Beauty being things that generate a feeling. Let's see if I can describe it, right? Beauty. Oh, it's wonder. It's color for me. It's art. It's doing art. It's buying flowers. It's just stopping to slow the flock down and just look at things that strike me in any way, shape, or form. Beauty. Just soaking up what is on offer in this world of ours, because I tell you, my friend, it is amazing. Those two things, love and beauty, they help me to just come back to my center and be like, okay, dude, we have love and beauty. So what can we do from here? As opposed to going over the edge into the freaking abyss that exists right now of fear and hatred, divisiveness, and a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of isolation. And I think a lot of people also feel lonely. So I guess in a time where I get disconnected and disinterested, love and beauty, they just hold me up. Figure out what might hold you up, friend. Hopefully that will help you out. When, I don't know, times get tough, we can't avoid that. History repeats itself again and again and again and again. That's one thing I've learned from traveling all over the world, is if I worry about what might happen next, I am literally wasting my experience. But if I live my life and I try to stay present and I enjoy what I've created, I can actually probably help more people and be very intentional with where I put my energy and my effort. And I'm telling you, most of it's going to be wide open and pretty positive, because here we are, human beings on this amazing earth. What matters to me is love and beauty. And if we just keep coming back to what matters to us and keep it simple, two little words, I wonder how my life feel. Thanks for listening.
Well, there you have it, a glimpse into my inner world. Once again, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I appreciate you being here and doing this work. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to find out how to work with me and check out my other resources. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.
What if one simple daily tool could completely change how you feel by tonight? Building the Everyday Calm app has been one of the most meaningful experiences of my career.
I finally got the chance to put everything I know into one place. All 7 therapy approaches I rely on in the office every single day, the science from all the experts I trust, and the technology, it's next level. The app pays attention to you. It listens to your feedback. It adjusts every single day based on how you're doing, what's going on in your life, and gives you exactly what will help you feel clearer, calmer, and more steady. If you're tired of feeling overloaded or stuck in your head, this is the daily support you have been missing. Try the Everyday Calm app by going to studio.com/Rebecca. It's like having me in your pocket. What could possibly go wrong?